We are in this series called Great Faith. This is the last week of this series. And for the past 5 weeks, we just talk about different people of faith in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Actually, we began with Hebrews chapter 10, and we talk about the new believers there and how the author of this book actually encouraged all of them to not to shrink back, but to stand in their faith. And then for the second week, we talk about Enoch. And we see that how Enoch is the great example of faith that had a fellowship with God and walked with God. And for the third week, we talk about Noah. And we see that how Noah is the great example of faith that obeyed. And he obeyed God wholeheartedly. And then we talk about Moses. And we see that how Moses actually make tough decisions in his life. And he just take risk for God because of his great faith. And then last week, Pastor Poseng actually shared with us about Abraham and Sarah. And we talk about how these two people actually walk with God with their great faith. And today, this is the last week of this series, and I want to conclude this series with the last passage of Hebrews 11. So if you want to just give you a glimpse of this passage, Hebrews 11, verse 1, is actually a talk and describe faith. Verse 2:32, it just exemplified faith. It just talk and give us a lot of example. And from 32 to 40, he summarized faith. So first he described the author, and then he exemplified, and then at the end of this passage, he summarized. So today I'm going to summarize it for you and give you a summary of this series and talk about not only one person, I'm talking about a group of people. Two groups of people, same faith, one outcome. So I want to make sure, if you want to walk out from this door, you just remember this. Two groups of people, same faith, one outcome. You may say after me. Two groups of people, same faith, one outcome. Okay? So now we just talk about two groups of people in this passage. All right? So the first group, Hebrews 32 to 35. And what more shall I say? For what would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms. Listen to this. All these people, now they mention, he said they conquered kingdoms, enforced justice. Wow. Enforced justice. And he continued, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. How many of you like to do that? They actually stop and shout the mouth of lions. Quench the power of fire. Which means that they literally walk on the fire and they didn't get burned. And then continue. Escape the edge of the sword. Were made strong out of weakness. Became mighty in war. Put foreign armies to flight. Wow. They put foreign armies to flight. And women received back their dead by resurrection. What a great and exploit group. That's the first group. How many of you want to be in this group? Only 2, 3, 5. Okay, so I assume the rest of you like to be in group B. I assume. This is group B. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. Sorry for I'm just a bit give you this kind of picture. Sawn in two. And he continued. And he said they were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in the skins of sheep and goats. Destitute, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about the deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. That's group B. How many of you like to be in group B? No way. I know. That's so extreme. But now the author mentioned that this is two group of people. The first group, it looks the winner group. And the second group, it looks the loser group. The first group seems that it's the bright side of faith. We see the bright side of faith. But the second group is the dark side of faith. We see that the author says both of them, they believe in God. Wow. They believe in God, both of them. Which means that group A believe in God. They conquered kingdoms. They enforced justice. They put the armies in the flight. And they see signs and wonders. They encounter miracles. But group B, they also believe in God. But because they believe in God, they suffered. They tortured. So that's the two group of people. Two group of people. When I think of group B, I said, I really want to group A always. I really want. I always want, when I pray to God, I want to see miracles. When I pray to God to see a breakthrough, I want my answer. And I want to testify it. You know, I was a new believer. I just got saved, maybe 2 months. And I shared with my wife, and my wife, you know, just he said it, no way for me. It's good for you. And she rejected me. I said, no way for me. First of all, they would kill us in this country. Second, it's not for me. Well, I continue. I didn't give up. I continue. I pray for her. And one day it came that she was applying because she was a sales manager of a painting factory, and then she was applying, you know, many places to get it because that one was very far, and she was looking for another one. She applied, you know, many companies, and she was waiting for a long time. So one day I went to her and said, Sarah, do you want to pray for you? I said, pray for me? I said, yeah. I can pray for you. I can pray for you in Jesus' name if you believe that. They said, oh, okay, well, I don't, but since you believe, so you can pray. And I pray. I pray. It was an afternoon, I don't know, two plus. I pray for my wife. I said, in Jesus' name, I pray that, and I declare that one of these companies, just call her. And you know what happened? After maybe less than 5 minutes, she got a phone call. She got a phone call, and you know, one of the companies said, oh, yeah, you know, we review your resume, everything. You fit for our company. 2 months, believer, I pray. And God answered. But it was another time came to my life, 2009. And then I go through for a series of persecution, and all these things happen. It's a long story, but my point is, I came here 2012, and we apply for a kind of visa that it's under a project called resettlement. And at that time, they say that maximum it takes 3 years. 3 years maximum. And we believe in God. We pray with my wife. Now my question. Which year we are? And I'm still here. I am still here. So does it mean that my faith shrink? Or I don't have great faith? You know, last Saturday we just have two amazing people here. One is Steve and another Victoria, and they share their testimony with us in the prayer night. And you know, we just listen, you know, wow, you know, I just pray and God give me the breakthrough. I pray for this and God answer me. Okay, you know, I was sitting there, I said, man, as a pastor of a church, I pray for 7 years for God just opened the door for me, but nothing happened. Why? So, what is my point? You see these two group of people, it doesn't mean that always we are in group A or group B. We can be in group A sometimes, and sometimes we can be in group B. Because that's life. That's life. Sometimes you can be in group A, you can encounter miracles, you can see your prayer answered, and you can see all the signs and wonders from God, but sometimes maybe you go to a kind of desert, it's silent, nothing happened, you talk to God, it seems that God doesn't show up to you, and you go for suffering. Maybe you are here, sitting here, maybe you have been praying for a long time for something, I don't know. Maybe for a sickness, or for a relationship, for a restoration, or one broken family you have. I don't know. Maybe some of you are here and praying and keep praying and praying. And sometimes maybe you get upset. Why? Because you heard from the other believer that they say, yeah, you know, God answered my prayer. So he's in group A and you see yourself in group B. You say, I don't like here. I want to be there. And here the author actually encourages us and say that, okay, these two groups of three people, you see, but they have a similarity. You see that receive miracles, people who experience suffering, two group of people. Now, he continues, and he said, all this though commended through their faith. Listen to this. Whether group A, whether group B, they have faith. There is a similarity here for both group, that they have same faith, which means that whether in group A or whether in group B, both of them, they were faithful to God. They were faithful to God. Both put their faith in God. So, sometimes, that's life, right? We can be in group A. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God answered my prayer. God opened the door for me. I got a breakthrough. You know, the restoration happened. And all these things we can say, and sometimes maybe the season come in our life that we go to group B, suffered. I don't know for what reason. For sure, we will never go through that kind of suffering and the things that we see in Hebrews 11. Maybe we will never go that. But in our context, maybe you have your own suffering. Maybe you have your own issue and it's just going and going. The Bible says, not me. The Bible says, both group, they were faithful to God. So different group of people, same faith. Which means that both are faithful to God and just keep on continue to trusting God. We need to keep on being trusting and faithful to God. You know, sometimes, okay, that's the issue. Especially when you are in group B. This is the issue. Sometimes your troubles, your difficulties doesn't make sense. Have you ever felt that? Doesn't make sense. Man, I should have gone here by 2016, but I'm still here. Really, I was about to fly from here, but God just stopped me here and said, God, why? And he didn't answer. Really, I'm honest with you. I pray, I fast. I said, God, it was another 2 months. I was about to fly. And I am here. Doesn't make sense. I'm sure you have this kind of situation. Maybe not like me, but you have. You've gone through a situation and said, God, why? Why my beloved wife or husband just left me in a young age? Sometimes it doesn't make sense for you. But let me tell this. I'm not here to answer all of, you know, respond to all of your suffering. But something I am sure, God still loves me. That's a point for me. And He is still faithful in His promises. And I am keep on trusting God and just keep on being faithful to God. That's me. And that's the Bible actually offer us. He said, hey, it doesn't matter you are in group A, it doesn't matter you are in group B, just keep on being trusting and faithful to God, even though it doesn't make sense. You know, I was in prison for a season, and you know, I began to pray in prison. You know, because I read, you know, all of the book of Acts, you know, how God amazingly, you know, released Peter. So I begin, you know, I said, God, hallelujah, shoo, karabarabara. God, in the name of Jesus, you just open this door. And every day I just look at the door and it's not open. Really? It's the shackle off and everything. So God, just release me from here. And you know, I pray, I fast. And this thing happened. I said, God, I pray in Jesus' name. You open the door of this cell and just get me out of this cell. And you know, the day after this happened, really. And this thing happened, very funny. The door opened. They get me out of that cell and thrown me to another cell. Really. Really happened. And you know, this time, it was because it's a solitary confinement. It was about 2.5, because I walk a lot. And 1.5. Okay, so this time, I went to the new cell. I had a cellmate. And I look at him and say, hey, hi. So how are we going to sleep here, to, you know? So we just sleep one by one. And, you know, I also realized that he was a third year of university, you know, and he was studying philosophy. So when I began to pray to God, and he looked at me and said, what are you doing now? I said, I'm praying to God. He said, ha. And, you know, he began to give me a bunch of philosophical, you know, things. You know, I'm telling you, you will die if you want to debate being a student of, you know, philosophy. He just quoted me from different people. Yeah, you know, in this book, yeah, you know, that book. But he has a kind of disease that he affect his nerve, especially in the night. He was so bad, he getting worse, and his eyes becoming red. And, you know, there, he didn't do anything for this man. And one night, because I prayed to God, I said, God, I pray to get me out of this cell and this jail. You bring me here. But that doesn't make sense. But God showed me that you have a new mission here. Maybe a few people can get this chance to be here. So I said, okay, can I pray for you? Because, you know, in the night, you know, he's getting worse. I said, can I pray for you? And he looked at me and said, pray for what? I said, pray for you, for your situation. You're shaking. Man, you cannot sleep. I can pray for you. And he led me to pray. When I pray, you know, that's the Spirit of God. It's not my might. Really, he become slowly and slowly shaking, everything gone. And he opened his eyes and he said, what did you do to me? I said, I didn't do anything. I keep to telling you for a few days that it's God, not me. And he said, well, whatever it is good. You continue. So I began to sing the psalms, all the things, you know, I knew. And then, you know, he asking me to pray every night. The day come that they wanted to separate us because they didn't want to keep two prisoners together for a long time. So they wanted to just do a separation and rotation there. So it was a time that we say goodbye to one another. I said, hey, you know, he cried. He hugged me and said, "How can I do without you?" I said, "No, that's the wrong point. You need to point to him because I pray in Jesus' name. You can do that. He's with you." And you know, he said, "Okay." I said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" You know what he said? That was the last word that before we separated. I said, "Yes, I believe." I didn't know what happened because we separated. I didn't know exactly, but I'm sure that God does something. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but God has something for you better. Or God has something that you don't know, but God is going to do through your life. You know, I just prepared a video for you. I know that America Got Talent is more popular, but this one is Switzerland Got Talent because of Andre. Yeah, so I watched this video. This is so amazing because a girl actually goes on the stage to show his art. He's an artist, he's a chalkboard artist, and she went, and you see what happened to her. This artist began to do some of, I don't know how many of you paint her here. All the stuff that she brought, it is very irrelevant. Chalkboard, color, spray, and doing in the chalkboard, all the people, just began to not to trust this lady. And this artist show everyone that maybe it doesn't make sense, but there is a beautiful picture there. And this is the same thing that we, our life with God. Sometimes it doesn't make sense in your life. But listen to this. He is the artist. He is the painter. And we all, his workmanship. We all. Just keep on trust in God. Even though your season is not really makes sense to you, I really want to encourage you. If you are in group A, praise the Lord. But let me just give you a word of encouragement. If you are in group A, just fall in love with Jesus more. Please don't fall in love with your miracle. Because sometimes it's happened. It's happened to me. When I began to plant a church in my country, and we say, "Wow, man, that's so nice. Now we became 30, we became 40, we became 60. Wow, man, that's a miracle." And we see that, "Wow, man," I just look at myself. I said, I'm more fall in love with this kind of growing rather than God. So don't fall in love with your miracle. Fall in love with Jesus more. If you are in group A, if you are in group B, let me tell this, continue to just trust in God and be faithful in Him. Okay? This is Hebrew. He continued. He said, "All these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised." What was that? They said whether in group A or group B, they did not receive what was promised. What was it? Here, actually, the author referring to the coming Messiah. Because all those people, they come from Old Testament. They did the great things, but they didn't see Messiah. All of us, we see, nativity, all these things that we do. And we celebrate Christmas. But these people, they didn't. They didn't see, but they believe in God. They put their hope in God till their last breath. And this is for you. I don't know what kind of ultimate goal you have in your life. You know, for me, one of the promises that I said that, "God, I believe, and it's your promise that you save everyone. I want to see one day my nation praise you and worship you. I want to see that one day my nation is open and they can have their own church. They can have their own fellowship. They can have their own song." Okay, maybe this happened, maybe it's not happened in my lifetime. But I believe in God. But here actually it's different. It's my personal goal, my personal things. But here the author said, okay, the Old Testament people, They were waiting for coming Messiah. Now he came on earth. He died on the cross. All of them, you know, we saved by him. Now, there is another promise. He's coming back. He is coming back. That's the things. Now the promise for us now is that he is coming back. Whether we see or not see, we just put our hope till our last breath. Here is this man beside of me. Is Dr. Nabil Qureshi. Dr. Nabil Qureshi is one of the famous apologists, brilliant guy, and he also wrote many books. Some of his books actually now is become like a bestsellers in U.S. And he was an amazing man. He speak so good, and all the people really encouraged by him. In the age of 34, he found out that he diagnosed with cancer at stage 4. Stage 4. And I got this chance in 2017. I see him. It was a privilege for me because he came to Malaysia. And I went and I had a time with him. And also I pray for him. After, you know, we talk, I pray for him. And after, you know, he has a battle with this cancer in 2017, he died. In September 2017, he died. Okay, I don't want to give you a sad story. I want to see this one. The last words of Nabil Qureshi. And this is the last prayer. Father, we come before you, trusting you even now more a miracle, he said. We know that John 11 uses those exact words. Even now, you can do a miracle. That was his last day of his life. We saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. We see the Lord in Genesis 22 rescue Isaac at the very last second. We see the dead girl raised from the dead. Luke 7, we see a boy raised from the dead. So God is able. He is more than able. I am just going to rest in that as best I can. But he continued, Lord, we know you are able. Please heal. Please come true. But if, listen to this, but if it shouldn't be your will, your sovereign will at the end of the day, then I trust you. And I love you anyway. We praise you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. It was his last day, and after that he passed away. He kept trusting God till his last breath. That's a life. That's a great faith. That's a great faith. Okay, that's a life. I don't want to give you a sad story, but I want to encourage you. These people, even now, they are living. It's not only the book of Hebrews. We have this kind of people that just encourage us to keep on going and have faith in God. Now I want to end with the one outcome. So I already talked about two groups of people. Same faith. Now is the one outcome. This is the one outcome. Though all of these people, group A, group B, though commended through their faith. That's why they are in the list. They all commended. You know this, when you search it, commend, in the definition, especially in Bible, which means that praise in a public way, praise in a serious way. And all these people actually praised in a public way. And God let all these people be in this world and this chapter. All praise. Even they got miracle. No, some of them waiting. Some of them suffering, some of them no, they just see the other believers got an answer, another got an answer, upset. All of them, they got, the Bible says, they all commended through their faith. But the question is, who commended them? The church? The bishop of the church? At that time, the cardinal? Timothy? Paul? Who? Who actually here praise them. Who? Only one person. Jesus. Through their faith, because you remember earlier in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, it said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, here they say that, hey, look at this. Their faith, they impress Jesus. They please Jesus. So what one outcome? Two group of people, maybe you can be in this group, maybe you can be in that group. The Bible tells us, continue to keep on trusting the Lord. Because the outcome is this. He prays you and He impressed by you. He loves you. It doesn't matter you are in a suffering. It doesn't matter you are waiting for a long time. It doesn't matter. He loves you. And our response is, we keep on trusting God and walk with God. That's the outcome. One outcome commended for their faith. That's the conclusion of the chapter. Conclusion. I just want to end it. I just want to give a few minutes more your time, and we go for the prayer. Therefore, listen to this. He ended with this. Therefore, because he wants to give a conclusion of chapter 11. And this would be also our conclusion for this series. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. That's the conclusion. He said, okay, you see, do this group of people? Have you heard of all those examples? That's not the point. That's not the point. They are all examples. The author said that, hey, I just give you this example so that you will be edified. You will be encouraged. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is something beyond of all those people that we see in chapter 11. And the ultimate goal is Jesus. Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate goal. Yes, all the example is good. We will edify. You know, even we come to church, we hear from our brothers and sisters. Even though you hear from me, oh God, amazing, wow, that's great. Please don't point everything, anything to me. Or the other people. That's the example. This is how you can edify that how God is at work and how God works in our life. But the ultimate goal is Jesus. And the Bible says, the author says that, hey, you just run the race. Run the race. And as you run the race, you fix your eyes on Jesus. You can be in group A, you can be in group B. It doesn't matter. And you see the race. You know why he just put it this one? Because in ancient time, in Greek time, it was happening. It was like a 600 feet, I don't know, something like that, race, running. And all the people, you know, running from the start line to the finish line. And in the finish line, actually the judge sat and the prize was there in his hand. So the idea was all of the runner, they need to focus on what? Not to focus on the other runner, not to focus on the people, because some people maybe cheer you in the crowd, I mean. Maybe some of the people, they said, "Boo!" It doesn't matter. He said that you just focus your eyes on the judge and the prize, and you run. Because as you run, you can get the prize. Now the idea is, in our life, as you walk in our journey of faith, we need to fix our eyes in only one person. All the example is good, but we need a savior. And this savior gives us a better idea, a bigger idea. It's about eternal life. It's not about this temporary life. That's great. Yeah, we live, you know, we do our business. We are looking, and all these things is good, and we should. We should pursue our dreams, we should pursue our goals. All these things is great, but it's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is Jesus and having eternal life with Him. That's the things that the author of the book trying to say to people. And now I want to encourage you. Whether you are in group A, whether you are in group B, you fix your eyes on Jesus and just go. You will see breakthrough. It's not always that you see all these sad stories. You can see breakthrough. You can see miracles. But as you fix your eyes on Jesus. Now I want to ask you, all of us, just to stand on your feet. And I want to pray for three group of people tonight. Three group of people. The first group, those who are in the group A. You see the breakthrough, you see the signs and wonder, especially after, you know, prayer and fasting and all these things. You know, you see the relationship restored, you see that, you know, something happened great, you see the sickness actually get healed, you see a breakthrough in your business, you see a breakthrough in your job, whatever. I want to pray for you. Who among you recently received a miracle? Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Who? Lord, I pray in Jesus' name for all of these hands, that you just give them a fresh perspective. Not to fall in love with that miracle, but always they would fall in love with you, Jesus, and help them to continue to walk with you in Jesus' name. The second group, who among you, you are in a group B. You have been praying for so long, you didn't see a breakthrough. You pray for a sick person, maybe in your family, nothing happened. Or maybe you are in a season that is a kind of like desert for you. I want to ask you, you just raise your hand. I want to pray for you. I want to pray. Please, just raise your hand. Believe in God. Lord, thank you that you are here. God, I believe that you see these hands. Lord, I pray as they continue to being faithful to you and keep trusting in you, Lord. Lord, you open the doors for them. God, I pray that they would see the breakthrough in their lives, Lord. And God, I want to ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that if they have some people in their family or relatives that they seek and they have praying for a long time, God, I pray that you just intervene and heal. God, I pray that these people, not to get upset, not to lose their hearts or their faith, but to continue with you and not to judge so fast, so quick, as we see those judges actually just judge that lady very, very quick. God, we don't want to blame you. We don't want to jump into the judgment and say that, no, you are not there. God, I pray that you just strengthen their faith and help them to continue in Jesus' name. I want to pray for the third group. Those that you are here, maybe the first time, have never encountered Jesus. Let me tell this, I've been walking almost 20 years. Amazing. It's worth it. I've gone through for so many things up and down, but it's worth it. You know why? Because it's all about eternal life. It's all about eternal life. So if you are here for the first time, I think that's the best time. You give your life to Jesus. You give your life to Jesus. Walk with Him. So I want to ask you, anyone among you that you want to give your life tonight to Jesus and walk with Him, Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Anyone wants to just walk with Jesus, raise your hand. Lord, thank you that you are here. We trust in you. We love you. No matter we are in group A or group B, we are faithful to you because you are faithful to us. And God, thank you that we have an eternal life. And God, we walk with you as the Paul says, to live is Christ and to die is gain. God, we live with you. We love you. We commit our lives to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.